Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has told me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is encourage souls, and I love that. I love it that I encourage souls. You may ask, how do I encourage souls? And that's by encouraging them through the Word of God, through what God is giving. And so that's my purpose, as purposes, I should say. But I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. And I love that. I don't keep my mind cluttered with bad habits, but I keep my mind filled with the Word of God so that that's what will come out. Because it says it's not what goes into the man that defileth him, but is what comes out. So if we are filled with God's word, then that's what's going to come out. Because you really can't give anybody what you don't have. If you don't have the word in you, well, you can't give it. You can give words, but you want it to be effective words. And so that's what God has blessed, and I thank Him so much for that. I am so glad that you are here with me today, that you've joined me on the broadcast, and all month long, we have been studying and talking about wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Walk in that authority. And I tell you, I have just enjoyed it, thinking about the authority that God, that He sacrificed His Son's life that we might have, that power and that authority. And so I'm just excited about what God is doing. I had four elders on the last two broadcasts, and oh, it was just good. Had the brothers just talking about that power and that authority that God has given us. I didn't say man. I say that God has given us, and that we are to walk in that authority. And I tell you, those brothers just tore it up. Just tore it up. And so it really made my heart glad. And so I am excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. And so I'm glad that you're here to me today to listen to the last part of this series talking about Wake up, saints. God has given us authority, and that we need to walk in that authority. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will get into this topic for the last Wednesday of March, and we thank God for it. So whatever your situation is, whatever you're going through, let's just bring it to the altar. Bring it up to the, and let's just give it to God and let him take care. Because he said we could cast our cares, our concerns upon him because he careth for us. And God cares for us. He cares about us. He was so concerned about us and us not having a relationship with him that he sent his son. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for us that we might have this right to talk to him in a relationship, to tell him all about it, to call him up and tell him what we want. He made that possible. So whatever, it does not matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. God's got it. He got what we need. He got what we need. He got what you need. He got what I need. He got what we need. And so we're going to call him up. I touch and agree with you already. I touch and agree with you for God to walk up and down in that situation in your life. Whatever it is, there's only one thing that God will not forgive, and that's blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Everything else, God forgives. So wherever you're in, wherever you've been in, just repent, ask God to forgive you, and then come on and walk this line. Walk this line so that you can enjoy your journey. The journey is not long. We don't know when God is coming back, but you want the rest of your journey to be sweet. I know I do. I am living this word for a sweet journey in the Lord. Now, I did not say that everything was going my way, but my journey, thank you, Lord, living God's word makes the journey sweet, living his word, because he gives us the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So it's all of those things. And he says in one of the scriptures to our faith, add to our virtue, add to it. So we're continuously adding to what God has given us to make us sweeter than honey. Ooh, sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. He says that we are the apple of his eye. Thank you, Lord. What love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What love. Look at how we're loved. So come on now. Come on. Bring it on in and give it to God. And I agree with you. I agree with you for whatever it is. And he said, well, there's two or three. And he said, if there's one or two, he's touching and agreeing on anything, he said that he would do it. And God is a man that he cannot lie. If he said it, it will come to pass. It will happen. So it will happen because God, he looks for his word. He looks for his word to bring it about, what he said. So we giving him his word on today, and we thank him for it. All right, you ready? All right. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, and we magnify you, God, for this another Wednesday. Another Wednesday that we've never seen before, and another Wednesday that we will never see this Wednesday again, God. But we thank you for waking us up this morning, and we magnify you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking that you would forgive us if we've done, if we've said, if we've thought, if we've acted, God, in any way that was displeasing to you, God, we ask your forgiveness. And, Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you that we're so blessed. We are so blessed of you, God. We're blessed where we are, Lord. We're blessed in our homes, oh God. We're blessed, oh God, as we go out, Lord. We're blessed. We're blessed in the things that we do, God. You said whatever our hands touch, oh God. You said it's blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are so blessed of you. Going out, coming in at the appointed time, Father, we are blessed. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for those angels, God, that you have encamped around us to keep us. Yes, you do, God. You keep right on. Every time we turn around, God, you're blessing us, God. Thank you, those angels, God, that you've encamped around us to keep us, God, in the name of Jesus, from sickness, oh God, through sickness, because sometimes we are ready, but we're going through it, Lord, and you're right there, God. You're right there to comfort us, God, to take us on through, God, and we thank you, and we magnify you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and then we thank you that you protect us, God, from all hurt, harm, and dangers that be lurking, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But you are there, God, and we thank you, Lord. Your blood has got us covered. We're covered in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. And the enemy can't do us no harm in the name of Jesus, because you have given us power and authority over that enemy, God. We speak to our mountains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every one of them. Call out your mountain. Speak to it in the name of Jesus, that the Lord, that it would be cast into the sea. We speak to it. Be gone, mountain. Be cast into the sea in Jesus' name. Because his word, God's word, says it. And your word, God, we thank you for your word. For your word, God, it became flesh and dwelled among us, and gave us and was that example for us to follow. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are allowing us to dwell, God, in that secret place of the Most High. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you for your word on today, God. It's life and it's health, oh God, to all of our flesh. We're taking our dose of medicine, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, go into the nursing homes. Go into the nursing homes today, Lord. Touch and bless your people there, God. Encourage their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as only, God, you can. And we thank you for that. Go into the homes of your people, God, where there's abuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to that abuser, God. Speak to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, we speak the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, peace, be still. Be still, peace, in Jesus' name, in those homes. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Where there's confusion, thank you, Lord Jesus. Peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your name today, God. Where there is unforgiveness, God, your peace, God, give them peace, Lord, that they may be able to forgive, God. You forgave us, God. You forgave me, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that I forgive on today, God. Help them, God. Help them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then walk up and down, Lord, in the hospitals, God, in the name of Jesus. And reclaim your people, oh God. Reclaim them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Reclaim your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That backslider, God, that backslider, call him, God. Call him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that person that don't know you, send somebody by, Lord. Let us something, God, let a somebody or a piece of paper or whatever, God, but go there. They've been praying, Lord, and they've been asking for a sign. Go there, Lord. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. Save them and set them free, God. You're the only one that know how to do it, God. Do it for your glory, God. Then look on the bereaved families, Lord. Everywhere, God, look on them today and bless them, God. Courage their hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we'll thank you and we'll magnify you and we'll give you all the glory and all of the praise. And we acknowledge you in this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for direction right now. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for prayer on today, for prayer is always in order. Man ought to always pray. Always have a conversation with Jesus. We should always have that conversation with him. But man ought to always pray and not faint. So when you feel like giving up, you feel like you can't do no more, don't faint, don't quit, don't give up. Be like the song that Shirley Caesar made, that the lady was going to pray one more time. But after she got down there and started thanking God and realizing all that God had done for her, she couldn't quit. She couldn't quit. So if you're feeling like that, give God another try. Give him another chance. Talk to him. That's what prayer is. It's just talking to the Lord. Yes, it is. Now, if you need an encourager to come to your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, you needed an encourager, and that is my job. I'm a customer service agent for Jesus, and that's what I do. I encourage others. Thank God for making me an encourager, and I love my job. Yes, I do. Thank you, Lord. And if you want to check out my books or check out my archived messages, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can check me out there. All right, all right. I just love it. I love the Word of God. And you know, I'm finding that the more that I learn, I'm loving him even more. And I thank God, realizing all the sacrifice that Jesus made for me and the love that God has for me, that he would, his sacrifice, that he would sacrifice his only son, just for me. And that's personal right now. Just for me. And I magnify God for that. And you have to take it personal that God did that just for you. Just for you. He had you in mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when he sent his only son to go and die for you, for you and I. All right, part four. Wake up, saints. God has given us authority. Yes, he has. And it's time that we walk in that authority. Colossians 1 and 13 says this: who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son? God, we were in darkness. We were in darkness under the control of Satan because he's the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. And God delivered us. He delivered us from this darkness and translated us, changed us into the kingdom of Jesus. And look what Jesus did. He went on to the cross. He went on to the cross because somebody had to die to kill this law we were under. And Jesus was that somebody, that sacrifice. He was. And he did it all to please Daddy. He said, I came to do the will of my Father. Wake up, saints. Ooh, look what God has given us. I am working to take back what the enemy has stole from me. Matthew 28, 18 and 19 says, all power, not some power, but all power. Do you hear that? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. God gave Jesus, thank you, Lord, all power in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We are to teach others, teach our children how to live this life, how to live. It's not just about the shouting. The shouting should be because we are delivered or because we're receiving deliverance. But we ought to teach our children how to have this authority, how to walk in this authority, the authority that Jesus gave up his life to give to us. We ought to teach them, thank you, Lord Jesus, and then they're to be baptized. They're to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The power that is in the Word of God and the power and authority we have been given to speak it. God spoke the world into being. He spoke it. And he's given us that same authority to speak it. It is as if God himself was speaking it. So use the Word of God with faith and authority over your situation. We have to speak it. God has given us the authority to speak to the situation. Whatever the situation is, whatever it is, God has given us the authority to speak to it. To speak to it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we got to put it into practice. We have got to put it into practice. We've got to be doers. We're doers of God's word, putting it into practice. Thank you, Lord. I'm a doer of the word. So to speak God's word, the word was God. God's word is alive. I used to sing a song, Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you meet, tell them for me that Jesus is alive and well. His word, the word is alive. There is no other book that I have ever read that the word actually, if you use it, it comes alive. The word is God's word is an organism. It's life in the word. It's life in the word. And God gave us a live word that wakes the dead just by the name of Jesus. A live word. Just speaking that name. Wake up. Wake up, you sleep. Wake up. Look what he told Lazarus. Get up, Lazarus. Wake up, Lazarus. Thank you, Lord, in his name. So, use the word of God with faith and authority over your situation. The word was God. God's word is alive. God gave us a live word that wake up the dead, that changed things. God just spoke the word and things happened. We can just speak the word and things, they've got to happen because God said it. God said it. And if we believe what God said, then it will have to move. He said, speak to the mountains in our lives. He didn't say, climb around them. He said, speak to the mountains, and they have to move. They got to move out of our way. So wake up, saints. Wake up. We need a good shaking. Wake up, saints. God has given us authority. I'm not talking to the ones that are already awake. If you're awake and if you're using your authority, praise God. Praise God. But for those that are not awake and living beneath God's privilege, the privilege that God has given, I'm talking to you. Wake up. If you align the devil to push you around, push you in every, in wherever he want to push you, instead of him being under your feet, you under the devil's feet. Wake up, saints. Wake up. Wake up. God has given us authority. Let us walk in that authority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. God gave that power and authority to us. Use the name of Jesus. You have been given to take back what the devil has stole from you. Has the enemy taken your power and authority? Are you bowing down to whatever the enemy throws at you? It's time to wake up. God has given us authority, and it's time, past time, that we walk in that power and authority. You and I, as children of God, are like Jesus. This name, the name of Jesus, is a weapon to use to enforce Satan's defeat. Satan was already defeated by Jesus. Satan knows that. But he is hoping to keep you and I so confused, fearful, sick, broke, hurt, emotionally so, that we won't know the power and the authority we have. Ain't that just like him? Just like him. If we stay fearful, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. And God is not the author of confusion. So he don't want us to be confused, but he wants us to be at peace in him. Peace, at peace, the peace of God. He don't want us to be broke because he said he came to give us more abundantly. And that is his desire that we would prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So none of these things is what God would have, but this is what Satan want to keep on our minds. Hurt emotionally every time you turn around. But God, if we give it to him, cast all of our cares upon him, for he careth for us, so that we won't. He don't want us to know the power and the authority that God has given us. But it's time that we start speaking to these things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Mark 11 and 24, he said, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Amen, amen, amen. And we thank God for that. The word power is translated authority. So this is saying you and I have been delivered from the authority of darkness and placed into God's kingdom. So this world and the enemy have no authority over us. We have been delivered from it, but we must know we have. If this is a no-so salvation, we have got to know what God's word say about us and say about the benefits that he has given us as believers. If you are not a believer, repent and be saved. And you can walk as a believer from then on. All right? Well, until the next time, you be blessed. Mrs. Fabulous is signing off. Bye-bye.